Welcome to The Stream. I'm Heidi Jo Castro. Our Milky Way galaxy has more than 300 billion stars. The observable universe has more than 100 billion galaxies. So you do the math. Chances are we are not alone. And scientists around the world say it's time to move past the stigma of alien hunting. Today we talk openly and honestly about the search for extraterrestrial life and the preparations for not if, but when we find it. For today's discussion, we are joined by three guests. In Rotterdam, in the Netherlands, we have Daniela De Paulis, an artist in residence at SETI. That's the world's preeminent institute for the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Also with us in the U.S. state of New Mexico, Chenoa Tremblay, a radio astronomer whose research uses the Jansky Very Large Array to listen for intelligent life. And in San Francisco, California, Frank Marchis, a senior planetary astronomer with the SETI Institute. And as always, you can be a part of this discussion. Let's talk aliens. Join our YouTube stream. I know you have burning questions just like I do, so jump into that chat and be a part of it. So welcome to all of our guests, but first and foremost, we wanted to get to the news. There has been a signal sent from Mars to us here on Earth, but don't worry, it's just a test. You can call it a practice run for humanity's first contact with extraterrestrial intelligence. This is a project, and it's called A Sign in Space, and lucky us, we have the creator with us today, Daniela. Tell us the rest about this project.
Hi. A Sign in Space is an interdisciplinary project where we simulate first contact, and it's a project I've been working on for the past 4 years. I gather together all my network from the SETI community, people at the SETI Institute, at the Green Bank Observatory, the Medicina Observatory, and the Allen Telescope Array. And together we partnered with the European Space Agency that agreed to use one of their spacecraft called the Tracegas Orbiter to transmit a simulated extraterrestrial message that I composed together with a team of specialists. And that happened on the 25th of May. So the signal was transmitted, was received by the three large telescopes, Green Bank Telescope, Allen Telescope Array, and Medicina. And after releasing the data on the website, a hunt started for decoding the signal contained within the message contained within the signal. So on Discord, a global community has joined and collaboratively they try to decode the message. For now, they have managed to extract the message correctly. However, now they have to attribute a meaning to the data. So we move to the interpretation stage.
Yeah, let me just back up a little bit because what you said is so interesting. You made this code, so you know what this code says. There are thousands of people on this Discord channel hoping to discover what it is, and you had the European Space Agency as your partner to actually beam this code back here to Earth from a Mars orbiter. I think that is so cool, first of all. But explain to us, what is the purpose? What are you trying to learn or achieve from this?
For me as an artist, the purpose is mostly to question the way we make meaning as humans. So I am really looking at the process of meaning making and taking that into extreme and questioning whether we will be able as a humankind to attribute a content, a meaning to a potential extraterrestrial message. So taking the topic of communication to the extreme, using a radical example of how difficult it would be to communicate. It is already difficult communicating amongst humans ourselves, and very difficult communicating with other species on this planet. And what if we were facing such an extreme event? We would really have to test our communication skills to the limits.
And that's why you have opened this question up to the masses. So we have this Discord community that have been working, it seems, nonstop. I don't believe people are sleeping, as we've monitored it. And it seems they have really made some progress. Frank, I wanted to ask you about that, because I know you've been monitoring this Discord as well. Have these amateur astronomers cracked the code?
They did not crack the code yet completely. They managed to get the signal, to isolate the signal itself. You know, radio can be noise, and inside the noise, we have you have the numbers that are basically what we send from the spacecraft. And Daniela confirmed this morning to the team on Discord that they have isolated the real signal. Now, and I think Daniela agree on that, we are reaching the most interesting part, which is the understanding of the signal, the interpretation of this signal.
And that could be completely open to interpretation, right? I know that Daniela, you used your artistic background in a way to engage people, because you want this to be a democratic process. I mean, if this really happens, if we receive a signal from somewhere else in space, why is it important that the common man has a chance to decide how to receive this image, receive the signal, and how to respond?
Well, for me, a signal from space would be really a property of all humankind. It would have a sort of a UNESCO status, in my opinion. But especially, I think this artistic challenge is, as I mentioned, about the fact that different cultures with different also linguistic backgrounds might interpret these signs from space in a different way. So we have to keep our mind open about this possibility, because, again, it could be something that we've never seen before, and that we would only have our cultural tools to interpret such an alien sign.
And the stakes are so high, aren't they? Because we are only ever going to have first contact once, and we cannot mess up our response. But that actually brings me to a question for you, Shanoa, because this is all a very interesting and important dress rehearsal for what may be the real thing one day. You work on a team that has prepared for the possibility of receiving an alien signal. So in real life, how will that happen? What will be our response?
Well, I think one of the things that Daniela's experiment has been doing is really educating the entirety of the scientific process involved in this and how complicated of a problem it really is. But I think in reality, what we're expecting is that it's probably not going to be something so complicated as an entire message, because that requires a tremendous amount of power to be able to send that signal across the very large distances of space. So it's more likely that we'll see something that is a small blip in our radio data than an entire message. But still, this simulates a really interesting part of the challenge that we may approach at some point.
And there are people who are ready to jump in. Shanoa, the International Academy of Astronautics has a policy saying that if we were to receive the signal, first step, make sure it's legit. Second step, notify the UN. And then what?
I mean, that first step is huge, right? The making sure that it's something that's really astrophysical in origin, not human created. And then it's not a natural process. And that requires the entire scientific community, or as much of it as you can, get involved. And I think the public and the vast bank of people that are interested in astronomy as amateur radio astronomers can be part of that process of verifying that this is something that is real and interesting and not Earth-like.
Frank, I saw you wanting to get in there.
Yeah, I just want to mention that we made this announcement and additional antenna try to capture the signal. And this will truly happen if we get a message in the future. Astronomers will make the announcement, and other antennas around the world, including amateur astronomer antenna, will confirm the existence of this signal. And I think that's important because it's such a worldwide problem. I mean, it will impact the entire planet. So everybody needs to be involved in this process, and everybody should be able to listen and collect this data and also help later on to the interpretation of the signal.
Thank you very much. You know, this is certainly a sign of the times that UFO research is no longer such a thing of stigma. And to validate that, NASA has a UFO panel, only they don't call it UFOs, they call them UAPs, which is short for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. And a panel of 16 scientists has been meeting for a year, and they just lifted up the curtains for the first time on May 31st, sharing that they've so far studied 800 UAP sightings and found more than a dozen remain unexplainable. Here's a bit of what they said.
So this agency is absolutely cast iron committed to openness and transparency and honesty.
You know, we are very driven to try to find real evidence of extraterrestrial life. And we would be highly driven to share that if we found it.
We haven't found life beyond Earth yet, right? I mean, let's be clear about this. We haven't found it yet. But we're looking, and we're looking for it in lots of different ways. Is NASA hiding anything about this? No. This is actually what, you know, answering this question is one of the things that NASA as an agency is excited about. It's what's something that lots of scientists working with NASA are excited about is this question of, is there life out there?
Well, it struck me that NASA was met with a lot of public skepticism at this meeting. I know for decades they had been trying to debunk UFO sightings, and now to turn this corner, I'm wondering from our experts, Chenoa, if you want to take this one, convince the public, should we really trust NASA or any government when it comes to these UFO sightings?
I don't know. It's a tough situation because people are going to clearly be convinced of what they see and what they don't see. But I think that with the aeronautics industry where it is at the moment and just how prevalent and how easy it is to get things that can fly in the sky, whether it's satellites, drones, or whatever, it's hard to say exactly which direction they should be going in, but addressing it and facing it head on, I think, is a good direction to go.
Yeah, Frank, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think the important part here is that we have a lot of observations of UAPs, and we don't know where they are. They could be balloon, they could be anything that human technology, right? So the important part here is that finally those data have been released to NASA and to a federal agency, and I hope they are going to have more space agencies in the future that will have access to this data so we can give an answer. Because something we don't like is to basically tell people we don't know. Scientists want to know what they're seeing, right? Yeah. So having this group of people working together to find an explanation on those UAPs videos is, I think, a significant step. So once again, the hive minds is important here. Having people from different parts of the world working together to understand the true nature of these UAPs is an important step. Mm. And this year will be the year I think we will remember that we are finally trying to address this.
Absolutely. And statistically speaking, in our hope for contact with UAPs or UFOs, it's going to be in the universe, right? It's not necessarily going to be what we observe in our airplanes or from the Earth, but rather in these giant sweeps of the sky that we are currently conducting using instruments like the Jansky Very Large Array. Chenoa, your research works on this. Tell us, how hard are we looking right now for an alien signal?
Yeah, I mean, now we observe stars on a regular basis. We're constantly trying to cover as many wavelengths as we can in hopes of finding a signal that is unique, something that's anomalous, something that stands out as being not Earth-created and not a natural astrophysical process. And I think this is a challenging experiment, but one which we've been doing since the 1960s, and we're growing that experiment as we get more and more telescopes and scientists involved in that search.
Have you found anything this far?
No, we still haven't.
Well, there has been a lot of discoveries, though, with NASA finding now 5,084 exoplanets, and it's made what's called a sonification, which we can show you. It's NASA creating an image of each planet that it has found since the 1990s when it began looking. I'm not sure if we can pull it up. There it is. Now, if you listen, each note is symbolizing a new exoplanet discovered. And you can just see the pace of this. It's a slow music at first, but then as time progresses, more and more of these exoplanets have been discovered. So just statistically speaking, I know we opened the show talking about the billions of galaxies that still need to be combed over. I want to ask our panelists and Daniela specifically, what do you think are the chances that we are going to find something someday?
I hope we will find something soon, but not necessarily what we typically call intelligent life. So first of all, we don't really have a proper definition of intelligence yet. So it is also difficult to understand what we are looking for exactly. And but even finding something like bacteria or an equivalent of bacteria in an extraterrestrial form, I think will be already instantaneously transformative for humankind. There might be people who might not be affected that much. Probably some people might remain completely disinterested in this discovery, but I think overall will really shift our understanding of our own life in the cosmos. And if we found also a civilization with whom we can actually communicate, that would be, I think, even more meaningful. But I think any form of life beyond our planet would be an incredible discovery.
Yeah, I know there are many who are excited for a possible discovery of alien life, but there are others who are concerned. The famed physicist Stephen Hawking warned, if aliens visit us, the outcome would be much as when Columbus landed in America, which didn't turn out well for the Native Americans. So this question is, again, to our panel. Which of the three of you would agree that there is some concern here? Maybe we do not want to be found. Just raise your hand if there's any concern about this. I'm raising my hand here because I think there are a lot of people and also people who've weighed in on our YouTube chat who seem to have that opinion.
It's also culturally driven. We probably base our opinions on some Western literature and Western academic studies, but that is only one part of the possible interpretation. And we don't know if an alien civilization might be advanced to the point that they might have overcome completely the need to fight or exploit other civilizations' resources. That might be eventually the future of humankind as well, if we want to protect ourselves. So it's really difficult to imagine without any parameters about our own also our own history, which doesn't necessarily apply to every civilization out there.
Yeah, we have no idea what is out there. That is what it boils down to. And I want to turn to a comment from our community. Ramiro Cais, who is a data analyst and researcher at SETI, talks about how the Earth is leaking radio signals which means that we may be discovered whether we like it or not. Here's what he says.
With a powerful radio telescope, our planet is quite noticeable. Now, it's not a question of if, but when we may catch attention of another advanced civilization. As we look into the future, we anticipate our planet to become more brighter in radio spectrum. My research marked a significant milestone in understanding our radio emissions and potential for cosmic connection. It reminds us to gaze at the stars and contemplating the mysteries that lie beyond our planet home.
Frank, I saw your hand raised earlier. Please jump in.
I'm 100% agree. I 100% agree with Ramiro. We are very noisy in radio. Yeah. But on the top of that, we are building telescopes now that will be able to image exoplanets, planets in orbit around other stars in the future. So we'll be able to see the atmosphere, detect the atmosphere of these planets, sniff the atmosphere, analyze the type of composition they have. So if there is a civilization on those planets, in probably 100 years, we'll be able to see those the signature of the technology on those exoplanets. So if there is aliens and they're slightly more advanced than us, let's say 100 years, they know we are here. They already know that. They're not too far away from us. They will know we exist, and they already probably observe our planet as an interesting study for the evolution of a technological civilization.
That brings me to a comment from one of our YouTube viewers. Monkey King says, aliens are welcome if they behave. And they also say, I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. Certainly, it's the common enemy that unites, isn't it? But I wanted to get more into this debate about just how much we want to find a possible intelligent civilization. There's the whisper, which we've talked about, is this constant leaking of techno-signatures from the Earth in the form of our radio waves, our Wi-Fi, our cell phone calls, etc. But then there's another school of thought of shouting into the void, if you will. And this dates back to 1970s with signals being sent deliberately trying to communicate to whatever's out there information about humankind and potentially even where to come back and find us, which is potentially a scary idea. Chanoa, what do you make of that?
I mean, I think that, there's possibility. What we're looking for typically is the concept of somebody kind of beaming an intentional beacon that says, you know, we are here, not literally, meaning it's not a message, but just some kind of beacon of light that is of a non-natural design. And, you know, I think that, you know, we have tried the same of some kind of signal suggesting that if you're listening and you're looking, that there is somebody out there that has the technology and the intelligence to design the technology to create that kind of beacon. And I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily.
Well, there are many who would agree with you, including another member of our community, Jamie Green, the author of The Possibility of Life, who sent in this comment.
Any positive detection, whether of intelligence or biology, would be hugely meaningful. It would be existentially meaningful to a lot of people to know that we're not alone in the cosmos, to know that life isn't just a fluke that happened on Earth, but is like something that the universe does. But it could also be a very scientifically meaningful discovery, depending on what sort of information we can get. We might start being able to understand life and intelligence beyond how we see them manifested on Earth. By having another example, we could start seeing what is fundamental to life versus what is just how life happens to be on Earth, which is information that we just don't have right now.
There are so many possibilities to ponder, and Daniela, your project gets us started on that. I wonder, as we close out our show today, can you tell me what it would mean for you to discover discover life? And if you can wrap up very quickly in 30 seconds.
Well, I hope this will happen during my lifetime. I think it will be just an experience I wouldn't be able to describe in words. Just as I said, really profoundly transformative, especially for us people who are
sensitive
to this topic.
And thank you so much for those of us who've watched our show. We will see you next time. Thank you to our guests.